This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد وفي القرآن الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. صدق الله العظيم. فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير هدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that just as He has gathered us here today on this day of Jum'ah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gather us along with our families in Jannatul Firdaws al-A'la, in the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, without any accountability. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Brothers and sisters, when the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum would sit around Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and gather any kind of advice, generally every single hadith says the rawi, the narrator, and what the Prophet alayhi salam mentioned. But think about a sahabi who is saying that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi salam, we were sitting with the Prophet alayhi salam and he's giving us such an advice as if he's about to leave us. Think about the impact, think about the sincerity of that kind of advice. Think about the emotional state of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi salam when he's giving this kind of advice. There's a hadith narrated by Irbad ibn Sariya radiallahu ta'ala an, where he says that wa'adhana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet alayhi salam is giving us an advice. He's giving us a nasiha. And what kind of a nasiha is this? He says maw'idhatan balighatan, an extremely eloquent advice. And not only that, but he says that it is a kind of advice that shook our hearts, that made us cry. Now imagine what kind of advice this would be of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They said that, ya Rasulullah, what do you advise us? He says, usikum bitaqwallah. I advise you to be cautious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He then says, wassam'i wa ta'ah. وَإِن تَأَمَّرَ عَلَيْكُمْ عَبْدٌ حَبَشِيٌّ. Even if there is a Habshi slave, an Abyssinian slave, who has been appointed as your leader, you must follow him. Meaning that the Prophet ﷺ is trying to tell the Sahaba that you always follow the Khalifa, you always follow the ruler. And then he says, وَإِنَّهُ مَنْ يَعِشْ مِنْكُمْ. Whoever lives on after this. And after this means into the future. Currently right now is مَنْ يَعِشْ مِنْكُمْ. This is the time that we are living in after the time of the Prophet ﷺ. He is warning us. He is informing us. فَسَيَرَىٰ اِخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا. You will see many chaotic situations taking place around the world. SubhanAllah, every single week there is something that is taking place in the news that catches our attention. Every single week there is something that we see. And we saying, we are telling ourselves, SubhanAllah, these are the signs of the Day of Judgment. We are looking at things that are taking place on social media that we say to ourselves, Astaghfirullah. We say to ourselves, SubhanAllah, how can these kind of things happen? But yet the Prophet ﷺ is telling us, you will see these kind of events unfolding around you. What are we supposed to do in those kind of situations? He says, فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّتِي وَسُنَّةِ الْخُلَفَاءِ الرَّاشِدِينَ الْمَهْدِيِّينَ عَضُّوا عَلَيْهَا بِالنَّوَاجِذِ. The Prophet ﷺ is telling us that chaotic events will eventually take place. And the only way you can protect yourselves, the only way we can protect ourselves, is if we stick to the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ and we stick to the sunnah of the Khulafa Rashidun. In fact, based on the times that we are living in right now, there's another hadith that we should pay very close attention to, is the hadith of Anas ibn Malik radiallahu an, where he says, يَأْتِي عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٌ. That there will come a time upon the people, الصابر فيهم على دينه. The person who is patient upon their deen. Meaning that, you know, when you say the word patience, it means that you are looking at something and is beyond your control. Or something that you cannot do, you don't have the physical or the moral capacity to go and do something that is right. And you have to be satisfied with what we are seeing. At that time, the Prophet ﷺ is saying, it is like a person who's holding on to burning coal. Wallahi, today, the times that we are living right now, there are many instances where we find ourselves in this position. That holding on to our deen is becoming more and more difficult. The more you talk to people, while there are people who are considered as the religious sector, the major majority of the ummah right now are people who are hanging by a thread in terms of their deen. They see something on social media and they begin to question Allah immediately. They see something in their life, they hear something, and they're asking themselves that, how can I remain as a Muslim when I keep on seeing these kind of things? How can I maintain my iman when we see these kind of things? Brothers and sisters, the Prophet ﷺ has told us that times will get difficult, and he has given us the remedy. And one of the greatest difficulties that we will see as we go further into the future is that we will see oppression. We will see injustices taking place. Now, one is an oppression, one is an injustice, which is wrong in itself. Well, we will also see that people who stand up against the injustice, people who stand up in the face of tyranny, even they will be silenced. Just this last 2 weeks, we have seen so much in this country of ours. We've seen people in Columbia University standing up against the genocide, standing up against the apartheid state. And while every single news media outlet says that this is a battle or war between Israel and Hamas, this is not a war between Israel and Hamas. This is a genocide that is taking place. Babies are being killed. Children are being killed. And wallahi, on social media, the graphics and the photos are horrific. They're very horrific. And many times we cannot even see. That's how bad these photos are. This is what our children are going through. This is what our mothers are going through. This is what our fathers are going through. But wallahi, we are living in a time that what should you and I, we do in these kind of times? What we learn is that we go back to our roots as an ummah. Why did Allah give us, this ummah of the Prophet ﷺ, such a high status? Why did Allah give us that high status? For one simple reason. كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ. You are the best of nations. Why? تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَلِ الْمُنْكَرِ. You will always stand up for justice. We will always stand up for what is right. And we will stand. We will speak up against injustice. We will speak up against the tyranny. This is the responsibility of this ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And if we as an ummah, if we don't uphold our end of the bargain, then there are warnings in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu regarding that situation. Just right now, as I said, in this last 1.5-2 weeks, we have seen in multiple universities across this nation, whether it was Columbia University, whether it was USC, University of Southern California, whether it was George Washington University in the nation's capital, whether it was Ohio University, the University of Minnesota, Indiana University, Princeton University, so many people, non-Muslims, people who don't even believe in Allah, but because they have a heart, because they see the genocide taking place, not only the students, but the professors are taking a stand. They're going outside and they're speaking up against this tyranny. And what do we see happening in this kind of situation? That we see that the police officers, the army, and so many people are coming in. They're recruiting so many people. They're bringing police officers from other places, other cities, other states, so that they can go and detain these kind of people. Zip tying people, handcuffing people. Basically what they're doing is they are silencing people. Brothers and sisters, why are we shocked at this? That we are being silenced. People who are standing up for the haq, they're being silenced. Why are we shocked at this? Have we not read Surah Al-Asr? وَالْعَصَرْ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ فِي خُسَرْ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ. When they give wasiyah, when they give advice of what is the haq, وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبَرْ, they're going to have to be patient also. Because people who stand up for the truth throughout history, throughout the generations of time, we have seen that anyone who stands up against tyranny, they will always try to be silenced. And they will always try to be sidelined. But brothers and sisters, as a Muslim community, as a Muslim ummah, we have to remind ourselves that when something is wrong and Allah has declared something that is wrong, it will remain forever wrong. And if something Allah has declared as right, it will remain forever right. No matter what the situation is, we always have to speak up in front of tyranny. We have to always tell the truth, what we truly believe in as Muslims. Even if I cannot go out and speak publicly, because I may not be eloquent enough, because there might be some other factors involved, but when we are asked a simple question, that which side do we stand on, we always stand on the side of haq. We always stand on the side of justice. We always stand up against injustice. And by the way, this is something that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as I said, that the Prophet alaihi wasallam, one day he came home, and his wife said, our mother said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not talk to anyone. He went and he made wudu and he prayed 2 rak'ah salat. And after that, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he made a dua and he says, this is a hadith narrated by Hudhayfa ibn Yaman radiyallahu anhu. He says, he swore first of all by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he says that you must continue to stand and enjoin towards good, and you must stand up against what is wrong. Otherwise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send a punishment on this ummah. And then at that time, people, leaders will be appointed above you and over you, and they will not show any mercy to your children. They will not show any mercy to your elderly. And at that time, you will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah will not answer your du'as. Brothers and sisters, no matter how weak we think we are, but every single person has a responsibility to stand up against the injustice. And we have seen this throughout the history of our deen. No matter what the situation is, our deen has taught us, we always stand up. And we always speak for what is right. And we don't hide the truth. We should not manipulate the truth. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is one clear example. No matter what the Quraysh were, no matter how strong the Quraysh were, and no matter how much of a position they had in Mecca, Allah told Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is your job, بَلِّغْ مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ. Whatever you find in the Quran, you have to go and convey it to them. They came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they said that how dare you do something like this? Don't you have any respect for your father? Don't you have any respect for your grandfather? And no matter how much they came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there came a time where even the Prophet said, even if you put the sun in my right hand and the moon in my left hand, I will not stop preaching and standing up for what I truly believe in and what I've been sent with. In fact, Allah even told Rasulullah ﷺ that if you even forge or you manipulate anything that we have sent you with, there could be severe consequences. Even this is Allah, what he said to the Prophet ﷺ. We see in the case of Musa alayhi salam, Musa is a man who is wanted in Egypt. Think about that for a moment. A man who is wanted in Egypt. How can you go back to a place where you know that as soon as you step foot in that place, you could be arrested, you could be detained? Allah is telling Musa alayhi salam, go back in the lion's den. And when he went back in the lion's den, and he had to face Fir'aun, and Fir'aun was sarcastic in his approach to Musa alayhi salam, highlighting the wrong that he did. Musa alayhi salam, though he was not so eloquent, and that's why he said that send Harun with me as my supporter. وَأَخِي هَارُونُهُ وَأَفْصَحُ مِنِّي لِسَانًا. Send Harun with me. But still, at the same time, Musa alayhi salam never wavered in the truth. Even if he's standing in front of the most tyrant king at that time, the most tyrannical leader at that time, an oppressor at that time, who has killed so many children, just like we find the apartheid state. Even in that case, Musa alayhi salam, he never wavered in the truth. Even we find later on, even amongst the Tabi'un and the Tabi' Tabi'un, when we talk about the story of Hajjaj bin Yusuf, and when Sa'id ibn Jubayr was brought before Hajjaj bin Yusuf, think about standing in front of a man, historically who has killed so many people. Even in that situation, Sa'id bin Jubayr standing in front of a bloodthirsty human being, he never wavered from the truth. He spoke up the truth, and he said to him what he needed to hear, and he highlighted his injustices. And though Hajjaj bin Yusuf killed him, but think about this. This is why standing up in front of a tyrant, standing up in front of injustices is very, very powerful. Then we have the story of Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, rahmatullahi alayh, that during his time, the Mu'tazilas created a fitna regarding a subject or a theological debate regarding the Quran. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal very emphatically, very clearly, he stood up against the Mu'tazilas. And as a result of this, he was in prison. But you see, brothers and sisters, historically speaking, we have seen from the Sahaba, we have seen from the Prophet ﷺ, we have seen from the Tabi'un, that these people, they were never ever afraid to speak up the truth. They will keep on speaking up the truth. It is our job to speak up the truth, and the results are in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi was given a position by Abu Ja'far al-Mansur, a very high position during the Abbasid Khalifa, Imam Abu Hanifa knew that if he is given this chief position and he accepts this chief position, then he's going to have to compromise in his deen. He's going to have to compromise in his opinions, and he's going to have to give a verdict that goes against the Quran and the Sunnah of Rasulullah ﷺ. And so he very clearly rejected the proposal of Abu Ja'far al-Mansur. And as a result of him rejecting that position, he was imprisoned, and later on he died in that same situation. All these stories, they tell us what, brothers and sisters? That as Muslims, when Allah says that you have to stand up against injustice, and you have to stand up for what is right, this is our primary responsibility. We've seen these people, these professors, we've seen these people doing this, and we have to keep on doing this. No matter if we get canceled, no matter what anyone thinks of us, we have to keep on doing this. Why? Because this is the greatest jihad. I say this word very clearly. This is the greatest jihad. Why? Because the Prophet ﷺ says, "Afdalul jihad." The greatest jihad is what? Kalimatu haqqin in the sultanin jair. To stand up against tyranny and to speak up the truth in front of a tyrannical king, in front of a tyrannical leader and regime. But that's why, brothers and sisters, we have to keep in mind that this is our responsibility. While we see these kind of people doing something, now I remember in the beginning when October 7th took place, when this genocide started, we as a Muslim community, we were very active. We were doing a lot of different things. We were coming close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then over time, we started to become relaxed. We were talking about how to spend your money and where to spend your money and what to buy and what not to buy. And there was so much going on in the community, and so many of our brothers and sisters, they were taking some serious action. And slowly and gradually, we become very relaxed in our approach. The genocide has not come to an end. Children are still being killed. Children are being found under rubble after days and weeks. Children, I saw yesterday, subhanAllah, wallahi, I cried. When I saw a young girl sitting in a wheelchair, crying that I wish I had my legs. This is what we're seeing. And alhamdulillah, I applaud and I praise these people in Columbia University and all these other universities who are standing up against the injustices. And we have to keep on supporting them. When someone stands up for justice, though they may be a non-Muslim, we have to praise them for that. When people in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when Mut'im bin Adi, when he was a person who stood by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet alaihi wasallam appreciated him though he was not a Muslim. So when people stand up for our cause, when people stand up for the Palestinian cause, or they stand up against injustice, it is our job to speak up and stand by their side. That is our responsibility as an ummah. And any time a person thinks, I cannot do this, I cannot stand up for what is right because of what may happen to me, then listen to this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, let not any one of you belittle himself. They said, Ya Rasulullah, how can any one of us belittle ourselves? Or how can someone belittle himself? He said that he finds a matter concerning about Allah, which he should say something about, but he does not say something about this. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to this person on the day of judgment, that what prevented you from saying something about such and such when you saw such and such thing happening in front of you? He said, he will say that, Ya Allah, out of the fear of people, I decide to stay quiet. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to this person, rather it is I that you should be afraid of and that you should fear. This is, you're not supposed to be fearful of these people. Rather, I am the one that you should be fearful of. We should not be worried about what others are going to think of us. Wallahi, I say this, that today in this day and age, it is hard to speak up against the injustice. It is hard to speak up the truth. You speak up the truth, you are labeled as judgmental. You are labeled as insensitive. You are labeled as someone who is not progressive. We have to stick to our deen, brothers and sisters, and we stand up for what is right, and we stand up against what is wrong. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forever keep us on the right side, on the side that will always stand up for what is right and stand up against what is wrong. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. Barakallahu lana wa lakum fi Qur'an al-Azim wa nafa'ana wa iyyakum bi dhikri al-Hakim. Astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa isa'il muslimin fastaghfiru innahu al-Ghafurur Rahim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد. There's a very beautiful dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam which inshallah I will finish on, and this is a dua that no matter what the situation is, and especially into the future as things become difficult, as things may become challenging, we have to always stay on the haq. And a lot of times what happens is that though we may think that we are on the side of the haq, we may not be on the haq. And that is why there's a very beautiful dua that I want to share with you all as we conclude today's khutbah is, Allahumma, O Allah, arina al-haqqa haqqa. O Allah, show us the truth as true. وَرْزُقْنَا اتِّبَاعَ, and give us the ability to follow that which is the truth and stand by what is the truth. وَأَرِنَا الْبَاطِلَ بَاطِلًا, and Ya Allah, show us the falsehood as falsehood. وَرْزُقْنَا اجْتِنَابَ, and give us the ability to stay away from that and stay clear of that. اللهم جعلنا هادين مهتدين, O Allah, make us guided, guiders, and غير ضالين ولا مضلين, and not misguided misguiders. So this is a dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we should always recite. Brothers and sisters, as I said, things are going to get difficult, but we stick to the Quran, we stick to the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet alaihi wasallam has given us a solution to everything. The solution is in the Quran and the prophetic tradition. As long as we follow that and we stick to that, inshallah, wallahi, we will be in the clear, and the nusra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will eventually come. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from amongst those who will receive the nusra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah protect our brothers and sisters wherever they are oppressed. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Allahumma sul islam wal muslimin. Allahumma sul islam wal muslimin. Allahumma surna ala man khalafana wa ahfad biladana wa aslih awladana wa ashfi marzana wa afi mubtalana wa arham mawtana wa khud biaydina ila kulli khair wa asimna min kulli shar wa ahfadna min kulli dair. اللهم قسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن يقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا ومتعنا بأسماء بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا ما أحيتنا، واجعله الوارث منا، واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا، وانصرنا على من عادانا، ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا، ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا، ولا إلى النار مصيرنا، ولا تسلط علينا من لا يرحمنا. اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا وعملا متقبلا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع، ومن قلب لا يخشع، ومن نفس لا تشبع، ومن دعاء لا يستجاب. آمين رب العالمين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعيذكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. أقم الصلاة. Straight in lines, fill in the gaps. Please make sure you come inside the main hall. Brothers in the lobby area, please make sure the rows are straight. Often the rows are not straight and they're incomplete. Sisters, please make sure the rows are straight, the rows are complete. If you see any gap, please fill up the gap. Brothers in the back two rooms, please make sure the rows are complete. Often we wait for others to fill up the gaps, and that is why we have many incomplete rows. So please make sure the rows are complete. Brothers in the back two rooms, please make sure you are cautious of this. Brothers in the lobby area, please make sure the rows, look around you, make sure the rows are straight. And if there's anyone inside the multipurpose hall, please make sure the rows are straight and complete.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'ala s-salati, hayya 'ala al-falah. Qad qamati s-salatu, qad qamati s-salah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah.
Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله